Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. We're going to start out the show this week with a bang. I have Jeff Dice with me. Jeff is the chief of staff for our favorite, I'm going to call him a servant because I think that's what he considers to be, Congressman Ron Paul. He is obviously elected official, but I certainly wouldn't put the congressman anywhere near in the same category of some of the people that are in there right now. And the reason I say that, and this is only my opinion, this is not Jeff's opinion, but the man has some principles. As one of our listeners commented last Thursday, Matt said, Ron Paul is a beacon of light in a sea of surrealism. And then he went on and he said, quote, Jeff Dice and Ron Paul have the credibility that informed people acknowledge. Jeff, I got to tell you, my friend, I agree with that 100%. Let me ask you the bottom line question, though, and you may not want to answer this, and then again, you might. What would you give the congressman's chances of getting in the final, so to speak, of this particular race?
Well, I think there's a very good chance that it could end up Ron Paul versus Mitt Romney after some of the early primaries. And here's why. Is, you know, you notice that Michelle Bachmann sort of came and went, and now Herman Cain seems to be having his downfall, and they're propping Newt up. But I think you could find that Ron's support has been slow and steady. He's always been polling above 10%. His fundraising's real steady, so he hasn't had these sort of flash-in-the-pan weeks that some of the other candidates have had. So I really think that Ron's organization in Iowa is the biggest and best organization of any candidate. So I anticipate that Ron's going to do very well in Iowa, and I hope that he will do very well in New Hampshire. The Republicans in New Hampshire have, against all odds, went for McCain in 2000 and McCain again in 08. So let's hope they pull their heads together and vote for a true pro-capitalism, pro-America candidate for once.
You and I and virtually every listener on our show knows that's the case. I am getting more and more excited because the more I talk with you, the more I read the press. I think that our mutual friend really has a shot here. And, you know, I have to say, Jeff, I think it's about time. I look at the other politicians out there, and I'm certainly not slamming them, and I don't want any comments from you on this because I know that would be inappropriate, but I'm certainly not slamming them for any personal reasons, but I just don't see the depth there. I mean, I have known your boss now since probably 2006, okay? And he is truly a principled individual. He doesn't pull any punches. He's a very humble man. He is for America 100%. A lot of people, when he was going for the nomination back in 07, a lot of people were saying he's too radical, etc. Well, the fact of the matter is, history has proven those people wrong because you look at just the dismal condition that our country is in right now. You look at the dismal shape that we are in around the world in terms of our boys and girls getting killed, in terms of our reputation, in terms of being places where we really don't belong. Your boss is the only guy who stood up and said, hey, wait a minute, we got to think about this and change it.
Well, he's been proven right time and time again. From Kosovo to Iraq to Afghanistan, from the housing crisis to Fannie Mae to Freddie Mac to Fed bailouts. And here's the thing, is unlike all the other candidates, Ron Paul's the only one who understands that it doesn't matter who you elect, it doesn't matter what bills you pass if you don't deal with the monetary issue.
Right.
Okay, the Fed has much more power than Congress. It has much more power than any president. And unless until you get a system where you have sound money in America, then we always have the potential for horrific economic upheavals.
Exactly.
And frankly, the other candidates, I will slam them. They have terrible politics. It's more of the same. The amounts of spending that they're talking about cutting are not sufficient.
No, they're not.
None of them want to seriously address military spending. Notice I say military spending, not defense spending. We have an absurd foreign policy. We have absurd amounts of military spending. None of them want to address Medicare and Social Security in a meaningful way, like Congressman Paul would, which would entail allowing younger people to opt out altogether and eventually moving towards getting out of the system. You know, none of these candidates have serious answers, And frankly, this nibbling around the edges that the Republican candidates are offering, other than Ron Paul, it's too late. Maybe you could have offered these things 20 years ago, but it's too late. America is in deep trouble, and only Congressman Paul offers the kind of real choice in this election.
Well, I have to tell you something funny, since we're going to open the discussion up a little bit to include some other personalities. I went on record about 3 weeks ago as saying, given the front runners, I would have to say that, you know, probably my choice among the top four in the media, okay, would probably be Herman Cain. I cannot tell you the amount of emails that I got. Boy, did it, my listeners took me out to the woodshed big time, and I had to explain a few things about that one. Now that Ron is going to have a higher profile in the media, and I believe that he will, he does something in Iowa, and logic tells me that he's going to start to get a pretty high profile in the media. The interesting thing about that is, you know, the Democrats and the opposition can go after people like Herman Cain in a way that I personally don't feel is appropriate because nothing was proven there. But you can't go after the congressman. He's a former pediatrician. He's never, ever had a black mark on his record. You can't go after the man. He's the type of guy, and let's just talk about from a moral standpoint right now, that this country desperately needs.
Well, I agree. I guess I see things a little bit different with the left. And when I say the left, I include the media in that.
Yes.
I think the left in America has largely today become pretty despicable. They're not civil libertarians anymore. And I assure you they will slander Ron Paul vociferously if he starts to do well in the early primaries. They will say things like he wouldn't care if poor people died in the streets and that sort of idiocy, because the left in this country is not genuine or honest. They don't understand capitalism, and they have some inkling that cronyism is happening, and so you have this sort of muddle-headed Occupy Wall Street thinking. But for the most part, the left in this country is just as intellectually dishonest and vapid as the right.
You know, it's getting to be more and more that way. And I have to tell you, I've got to admit, I never necessarily felt that way about the right, you know, the right, until I really started looking into a lot of things that have been going on in government for quite some time. I mean, if you look at our former President Bush, okay, I totally didn't agree with what he was doing after he'd been in office for a relatively short period of time. I don't have any comment about his dad, but I do have a comment about Ronald Reagan. And I think that Reagan stood for all the good things that America is. I think Ron does that plus Tim. Any comments?
Well, Reagan stood for all the good things about America. He just didn't actually do them. In other words, he talked a good game, but his action was otherwise. And he didn't veto budgets that he should have vetoed. That's his number one crime, is he allowed debt and spending to increase rapidly during his 8 years in office. So at the end of the day, Reagan was very good for this country in terms of his rhetoric, in terms of bringing back hope and libertarian thought. You know, something like the Cato Institute really couldn't have existed the way it does today when Reagan came into office. But I think Ron Paul has the opportunity to energize America in the same way Ronald Reagan did.
Well, I have to tell you, and that's what I meant. I don't want to be taken to the damn woodshed again. I don't need that. What I specifically on record said is, in terms of a U.S. presence, I don't think there's been a Republican since Reagan that has portrayed the positive image that I think the Congressman Paul would. And I also have to say, I don't think there has been a Democrat for a long time who has portrayed the image that this country needs. I don't believe our president is. I don't believe Bill Clinton did. It's we need two things in a president. We need a strong, principled leader, number one, and number two, we need someone who garners respect around the world. And I am afraid that I would have to say that that hasn't happened for quite some time. Jeff, we got to take a real quick break here. Can you stick around? I want to talk about this just a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Jeff Dice with me again for another segment. We've been talking about Congressman Ron Paul and the success that he has had so far in pursuing the nomination as a Republican candidate for president. Jeff and I were talking about the left and the right. We were talking about Republicans, and my comment in the last segment was, I don't think we've had a Republican president that was a really good figurehead, gave the United States a good identity around the world since Ronald Reagan. And Jeff agreed with that. But Jeff has some comments about Reagan's policy, and I'd like him to elaborate on that for us.
Well, there's a lot of conservatives in the establishment, and even conservatives who are not that young, who ought to know better, who seem to think that, you know, conservative thought or libertarian, liberty-minded thought began with Ronald Reagan. I mean, they've lost all their sort of intellectual and historical roots. You never hear anybody talk about Robert Taft. You never hear anyone talk about Goldwater. You never hear anyone talk about Albert J. Nock or Robert Nozick or any of the sort of the real intellectual heirs, or excuse me, the intellectual ancestors of the movement. So that's, you know, there seems to be this disconnect where you can just sort of mouth the latest platitudes, you know, low taxes, strong defense, and that's not enough. That's not enough, and I think that's what Congressman Paul has really gotten across to the young people is, you know, if you want to advocate for liberty or if you want to be politically active, it takes some work. You have to go back and read. You have to struggle and grapple with sometimes difficult or dense economics textbooks. You have to read Murray Rothbard. You have to read Ludwig von Mises. In other words, you can't be like a liberal, which means you can't just spout off what you think based on your sort of emotions of the day. You actually have to do some work and have some reason and thought behind your politics. The Republican Party and conservatives have been the party of anti-intellectualism, and that's somewhat understandable because in the 20th century, American intellectuals were such rotten communists for the most part.
I would agree.
They were hateful anti-American bigots in universities. So I understand sort of where the anti-intellectual traditions came from, but I really think it's time for American conservatives to re-seize that and say, look, we are right. There is human beings are made, you know, by God, and we prosper. We do the best when we have voluntary relationships with each other, when we have a small state and a large civil society. And right now we have a huge state and a crumbling, diminishing civil society. And we have people who can't deal with each other except by force of law. So I really think that one of the greatest things Congressman Paul has done is to bring back some of these traditions of, getting young people to read and think about the philosophical underpinnings of what he talks about.
The concept of personal responsibility, okay? Personal responsibility begins at home, and as far as I'm concerned, quite frankly, depending on how you define home, personal responsibility doesn't end there, okay? We have to take care of our own. We have to take care of our families. We have to take care of our friends, okay? We cannot depend. It's morally wrong for a society to depend on a government to take care of them. Now, that's an easy path to go down, because a large portion of the society throughout the world right now is basically lazy. They're entitlement-driven. Consequently, they're disincentivized, etc. And I'll tell you, nothing gets under my skin more than when people tell me we have a right to this. We don't have a right to a whole lot of things that Jeff and Paula Dice and Al and Kathy Cortland have to pay for because you guys are too damn lazy to go out there and work for it. That's what I like about the congressman.
Well, of course, the irony is that it is the absence of the state in the economy, in economic affairs. It's, in other words, it's a laissez-faire economy that creates the material prosperity that greatly benefits the poor most of all. I mean, the tide rises all boats, and you could see this quite simply. I mean, you'd rather be a poor person in America today than a wealthy English king 500 years ago. And the reason for that is the market and capitalism has created material advances and material comforts and medical and scientific advancements that no one could have ever imagined 500 years ago. And that's what's so frustrating about the anti-capitalist mentality that pervades the left is that it would, of course, make everyone poorer and worse off.
The anti-capitalist mentality, I think, is a very ignorant mentality. It's a mentality that I think is very, very selfish, number one. It's a mentality that people think, maybe even unconsciously, but that it's self-serving. It's not. Anybody who is not a capitalist really does not have any incentive to do very, very much of anything. Jeff, let's get back to the campaign just for a second. Now, Ron has a tremendous stronghold among younger people. Now, you know the numbers better than anybody else. How is he looking with the middle-aged to the senior sector of our society?
Well, surprisingly, Al, he polls very well amongst older Americans, the ones that supposedly would be so scared about any changes to Social Security and Medicare. Amazingly, he does very well amongst the World War II folks. the congressman really shines is not just young Republicans, but young people under 25. He absolutely polls very highly among them, and that's why, as I've said before, the GOP ignores Ron Paul or marginalizes Ron Paul at its own peril. We shall see. But if the GOP wants to be a minority party in national elections, then it can go ahead and ignore the libertarian wing.
Well, the libertarian wing is a very misunderstood wing, for lack of better terms. I mean, our country basically was founded to a very large extent on libertarian principles, and I don't think anybody could logically disagree with that. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree
with
that.
Okay, let's look at two things. We got Iowa in just a few weeks. What's happening there? What's Ron doing there?
Congressman Paul has the biggest and, in my opinion, the best organization of any candidate in Iowa. And I think he will do very well there. I think he's currently, depending on which poll you want to believe, is at or near the top there. Romney has tactically decided to sort of do less in Iowa. So I think Congressman Paul will do very well there. New Hampshire is more of a question mark. Despite their slogan, live free or die, New Hampshire Republicans idiotically voted for McCain in both 2000 and 2008, who was both a pro-war and a pro-big government entitlement. I can't even call him a conservative. He's obviously a terrible statist. So we shall see what happens in New Hampshire, but I anticipate that Congressman Paul may well end up, right up there with Romney.
Romney, when you look at the way he's handled his campaign so far, really, really is a genius because he hasn't done a damn thing. Ron, on the other hand, isn't what I would call the consummate politician. Ron is an honest guy. Is that going to hurt him?
No, I think it's going to help him. I think it endears people to him. I think they are deeply, deeply worn out when it comes to political sound bites. When you watch the debates, you listen to the other candidates launch into their talking points. There's no intellectualism behind it. It's plasticky. It's saccharine. Ron comes across as a very natural and a thinker. He gives an honest answer every time, and I'll tell you what, Al, he outworks other candidates. He's 75 going on 40. He travels relentlessly and is in absolutely superb health with his biking and running, takes no prescription drugs whatsoever. The guy's really, really a marvel and, working tirelessly.
I've said it before, the guy's my hero. There's no question about it. Okay. Big Al is endorsing Ron Paul. No other comments. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet payment when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Hey, I got to tell you, it's really, really great to have you all with us. Time out, Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, you have to admit, Pete Brandage is a very, very interesting guy, and I share his views on precious metals wholeheartedly. At this moment in time, however, we're not really talking directly about precious metals, although anybody with a modicum of intelligence is going to realize that indirectly we're talking about that. On Thursday, according to the Gallup poll, unemployment is back up over 9%, 9.1%. And number two, according to Gallup, the government has said, preliminary reports, I guess, according to the Washington Times, have said that the federal government recorded its worst monthly deficit in history in February, and that's according to a preliminary report that came out last Wednesday from the CBO. This report states that the deficit in fiscal 2012 is already more than $500 billion. Now, Jeff Deist on the line with me right now. Jeff is certainly attuned to economic issues like these. I have to tell you, man, it's not getting any better. And I also have to say, from a practical standpoint, that I don't think anything is going to stop this freight train. What do you think?
Well, the problem is this, is that federal revenue stuck at about $2.1 trillion per year. And that's where it's been for the last couple of years. So it fluctuates month to month, obviously, but overall that's where we are. And a lot of the budget proposals that we've been through over the last couple of years project revenue growth, you know, quickly up to $2.5 trillion and then growing from there. And we're just not seeing that. There's nothing on the horizon with the economy that gives us any hope or any reason to believe that tax revenues are suddenly going to spike, right? So since we're stuck at about $2.1 trillion in revenue, it appears, you know, the question becomes, well, how are we going to make up for all the increases in spending? So the only answer is we're going to have bigger deficits, and that's all tied to Treasury debt and how far we can go with this thing, with the dollar and with essentially papering over federal deficit spending. So it's a challenging time, you know, and that's what Ron Paul's out there talking about. I hate to say it, but I think enough people are not voting for him, and they're still in this mindset that we can somehow have the lesser of evils and we can grow our way out of this, and we can sort of go with the policies of the past 20 or 30 or 50 years, and we can't. You know, we can't keep borrowing money. That's the difference between then and now.
You know, I have to tell you, I think we have some very, very misguided direction, I guess I should say, that our country is going in right now. And I think there are a large number of issues that are really not being met head on. You know, a couple of things come to mind. You know, you look at entitlements. Well, entitlements certainly represent the expense side of the income statement, and the expense side of the income statement definitely has to be cut down. It has to be cut down properly, in my humble opinion, though. You know, there are some things that I don't think you can cut at this moment in time from a practical standpoint. What do you think about that?
Well, it's time to do it now. That's the important thing, is if we sat down now, we could still have a rational conversation about Social Security. Medicare, unfortunately, we might be a little too late. The actuarial tables and sort of the curve that we're on, it might be too late to do anything about Medicare. But Social Security, we could still, quote-unquote, save, in the sense that we could figure out a way to sit down now, today, and pay full promised benefits to folks above a certain age currently.
Right.
Pay a portion of promised benefits to folks between two ages.
Yeah.
And then for younger folks, allow them to opt out altogether.
I want you to elaborate for me a little bit, if you would, on the Medicare situation, though. You say that is not savable. Is that right?
Well, I say it might not be. It's a huge actuarial task to mm-hmm. sort of figure out what our future obligations under Medicare might be, because it depends on how long each individual lives and how many drugs and other treatments each individual needs. But the problem is this, Al, is that the Republicans, okay, not the Democrats, the Republicans passed the Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit, back in the early 2000s. That is actually going to spend more money in the future than the original Medicare plan itself. In other words, the drug portion of it is going to prove to be more expensive in the long run than even the actual health care, the medical treatments themselves.
Interesting point.
This was an absolutely disgusting the Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit was a sop to seniors to get them to vote for Bush against Kerry.
Yeah.
And that's what's so absolutely disgusting about it. But nonetheless, a lot of the Republicans went along with it and voted for it. And that's why today, I think, that sort of thing is why the GOP struggles to maintain credibility as the party of less spending or limited government.
What do you think should happen in terms of the medical industry? I mean, it represents 20% of the GDP of the United States. What changes do you think should be made, Jeff?
Well, it's clear the only thing that can save us is to apply market principles to
exactly.
medical care.
Yep.
It's the only thing that introduces the right incentives for people to economize, for people to bear their own costs. What we need to develop is a market system where people have some sort of go out and purchase on the market some sort of catastrophic coverage for things like, you know, serious car accidents or serious hospitalization, cancer, you know, that sort of thing. But they pay cash for almost all routine services. That's the true nature of insurance. You know, nobody has insurance, as they say, for every time they go put gas in their car or get a simple tune-up.
Yeah.
You have insurance for a wreck. So, you know, we're going to have to really do a hard 180 and change people's perceptions about medical care. It's a service at the end of the day, and like all services, it's best provided by markets. Markets aren't perfect. Human beings aren't perfect, but they're much, much, much better than any kind of central planning. And however you want to call it, you want to call it Medicare, you want to call it Obamacare, you want to have health insurance mandates, you want to have tax credits, however you do, however you want to cut it, if the government's involved, you're getting away from those market mechanisms that instill discipline on folks. And if people really think that we can just sort of force healthcare to exist, then they're just wrong. And they need to look at especially some of the other countries that are doing so miserably with their own government health care.
What I find to be interesting here is that there are those people who would say that in the plan that the current administration has, that is much more of a free market health care system than what we have right now. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's more fascist than anything else. It's more corporatist. I mean, this, you know, a microcosm of this happened in California. The state of California decided, gee whiz, wouldn't it be great if everyone had auto insurance? And so they simply passed a law that required everyone in California to maintain auto insurance and provide proof of it when they got pulled over. So, of course, the auto insurance companies loved it, and it caused prices to go up. I mean, if you force people to buy a certain, a quasi-private market product, then the provider of that product loves it. But last time I checked, that ain't capitalism.
Yeah.
And it's an absolutely laughable stretch of either the General Welfare Clause or the Commerce Clause of the Constitution to purport that Congress has that authority. It's a joke, and everybody knows it's a joke.
Well, I'm not saying that Congress has that authority. I mean, I'm basically a constitutionalist also, and I wouldn't say that. However, having said that, if something needs to be done, and I agree with you about the free market system, for lack of better terms, that it would be much more effective, wouldn't it make some sense that if people had the opportunity to purchase whatever kind of insurance that they wanted, wouldn't the insurance companies then entice them by giving perhaps better service at lower prices, which is what the free market is all about?
I guess in theory, but we're here with, at least with the Obamacare model, we're compelling them to buy it in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So when you compel people to buy something, you create a market for it that wasn't there before, perhaps, and history would probably argue And basic economics would probably argue that the product wouldn't get better when you're forcing demand up artificially. But clearly how to go from where we are today to more of a market-based system is a very, very tough question. Somebody smarter than me is going to have to answer that one.
You know, it's smarter than me also. There's no question about that. It's a very, very complex issue. Listen, you guys, stick around in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about this issue with an author who, along with his co-author, have written a very, very interesting book about it. They maintain that under the proposed system of the administration, that it is much more free market in direction than what's going on right now. Stick around, see if you agree or disagree.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the Cornell Economics Report. I have my buddy Jeff Deist with me right now. Jeff is, in his own right, a very successful attorney. He also happens to be the chief of staff for Congressman Ron Paul, as you're all aware. And I met Jeff, I guess it was 5 or 6 years ago, when he was working for the congressman. And Ron asked him to come back just recently and serve as his chief of staff. And Jeff agreed to do so. And I think that was probably one of the smartest decisions, aside from marrying his wife, that he's ever done. I mean, it's Ron Paul is making history. There's absolutely no question about that. Hey, Jeff, one of the criticisms that a couple of our listeners have about our show is that I talk too much about politics, and they're really looking more for serious discussions on economics and investing. And, you know, I firmly believe, and I just couldn't believe this more strongly, but I think politics and investing truly go hand in hand. I mean, if you know what's going on politically, if you have a good feel for what's going to happen politically in the future, that makes investing a whole lot easier. Any comments on that?
Well, there's no question about it. Unfortunately, Al, politics affects the economy much more than it ought to.
Yeah.
You know, you have the term political economy. You don't hear that used very often anymore. But there's no question about it. What the politicians in Washington or Brussels or wherever are doing, you know, has huge impact on the world economy and has a huge impact on your investments. You know, obviously what the Fed does is quasi-political, and that has a huge impact on your dollar-denominated investments.
But,
you know, you can't get away from it. I mean, certainly I wish the U.S. federal government was a referee, providing national defense and courts and property rights enforcement and not much else, rather than an active player in the economy. But
yeah,
Unfortunately, it is an active player in the economy. And I think to ignore what's happening in Washington is a very risky proposition. You know, it's interesting. Congressman Paul recently has had a couple write-ups about his own investment portfolio.
Yeah.
And the reason his investments are public is because all members of Congress file a financial disclosure statement every year,
right,
sort of laying out in very broad terms their holdings and also their debts. And you know, some people have pointed out that he's done you know, well with gold, physical gold,
sure,
physical silver, and also gold and silver mining stocks. And it's just so obvious that this isn't any sort of self-dealing by Congressman Paul. It's just that he can see what Congress and the Fed are doing to the dollar. So for simple, common sense self-protection,
yeah,
he's gone out and bought physical assets to hedge against the ruinous policies of the Fed.
You know, what I find to be interesting is a book that I am reading right now that I purchased it about a week or so ago, but it's a book entitled Throw Them All Out, and it's a book describing how members of the federal government are immune from insider trading laws. I find that to be very, very interesting. You know, and the thing that really brought this to mind right now is you mentioned that the congressman purchases physical metals. He purchases physical metal mining stocks because he firmly believes that there's something wrong in Livermore, for lack of better terms, that the current financial system simply cannot last the way it's going, and the best way that he can protect himself and his family and his friends is basically to invest in real things. Well, this book is very, very interesting in that it brings up some very, very well-known politicians who have made millions of dollars based on what legally is considered to be insider trading. That to me is appalling.
Well, sure, and that's a very different situation. I would consider that an example of that would be when a member of Congress sits on a certain committee,
right,
and has jurisdiction over certain areas and knows that the cabinet members who come and testify before their committees are going to grant, let's say, a regulatory permit to a certain telecom company.
Right.
So knowing that ahead of time, they go buy some of that telecom stock. I mean, that's clearly an abusive thing, and I hate to say it out, but the short answer to that is for these politicians' constituents to vote them the hell out of office.
Oh, I agree.
You know, that would be the simplest and quickest remedy. But, the flip side of that, of course, is without any insider trading, what's particularly disgusting is the way so many members of Congress leave and then go make a ton of money representing either as a lawyer or a lobbyist,
mm-hmm,
the industries for whom they used to write legislation.
Yeah. You know, we have talked on this show, on this particular weekly show, we're talking a lot about projections for the future. And what I find to be absolutely fascinating right now is that I think that I'm pretty politically astute. And yet, if someone were to say, how's the election going to play out in 2012? You know, I would have to say, honestly, at this moment in time, as of December 31st, 2011, I simply don't know, because I have never seen such fundamentally incorrect practices going on by the federal government and such a lack of truthful reporting about those practices. I just don't understand it. Can you explain that to me?
Well, it's very difficult to understand, and clearly the wild card here is how the at least short-term economy is doing come next fall. If somehow they are able to use smoke and mirrors and continue to use sort of loose monetary policy to kick the can down the road, we might be able to get enough fumes into the economy to fool people into thinking that the economy is recovering. And, of course, if that occurs, Mr. Obama is likely to win re-election. But
yeah,
on the Republican side, you know, it's a crapshoot. There's a lot of moving parts, and it's a long primary to get to 270 electoral college votes.
Yeah.
I don't work for Ron Paul's campaign, but I certainly have a lot of faith in him, and
sure,
I know that he's got a very good organization in Iowa. So if he were to win Iowa, I don't think that would be any big surprise.
Well, I have to tell you, it's very gratifying to me because I did obviously support Ron in 2008. I'm supporting him to a much stronger degree in 2012. And I have to tell you, I am very pleasantly surprised that he's doing as well as he's doing. I mean, I thought that we had an enthusiastic electorate when he ran in 2008 and when he was on the Jay Leno show then. Boy, his acceptance on the Leno show just a couple of weeks ago was absolutely huge. And, you know, it's not just by young people. He's very, very strong among the veterans. He's very, very strong about people in my particular demographic. I'm finding that to be inspirational because, you know what, I'm not giving up hope in our country like a lot of my colleagues are.
Well, absolutely, and I don't think anyone should be giving up hope in America. I mean, the question is where else is capital and good people going to flow if America declines, I mean, the rest of the world is often, I think, in a worse place than us, and that's because they're further down the road with bad politics and bad economic policies.
That certainly is the case in Europe.
I'll tell you what, and I don't think anybody should be giving up on America, but it's clearly time to radically change our government, and people are starting to wake up to the understanding that, hey, look, this isn't about reforming government or changing who runs the government or who's a cabinet member. You know, this is about radically changing our own ideas about what government should be, and it's also about radically questioning monetary policy, because it really doesn't matter what Congress does if the Fed can create trillions of dollars out of thin air and, in essence, devalue the dollars that you have. So there's a lot going on, but I think Ron Paul deserves a lot of credit for bringing monetary policy to the forefront.
Oh, as we've talked about many times in the past, that really is a major contribution that he's making to history, and that people are becoming very, very aware of exactly what's going on. Final question, Jeff. You know, I have been pessimistic about the future of our country, certainly from a political standpoint, for quite some time, ever since about probably, I would have to say, 2000, in that area. When do you think that this change in the federal government's policies actually occurred?
Well, there's a lot of moments in history you could go back to and say, gee, this is when we went off the rails. I mean, there's no question that there were a tremendous amount of evils passed into law in the 20th century, and the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax being two of the biggest ones in the 1910s. You know, the bottom line is that there's an old Murray Rothbard saying where he says the Democrats engineer the great leaps forward and the Republicans consolidate the gains. So, you know, if you look back over history, both parties are equally guilty, I think, of spending beyond our means and then using the Fed to paper over the difference. So it's time for a wake-up call, and it's time for Americans to realize that we need to change our path.
The entitlement society that we are very rapidly evolving into is going to do absolutely nothing but harm. 2010 appeared to be the beginning of a change with the election, and I hope that continues with 2012. Listen, you guys out there listening, if you don't know very much about Congressman Paul, hey, he's featured on our homepage. Click on his picture. You can get all the information that you want. And Jeff, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.